Good morning, sunshine. Oh, what's wrong? Are you wondering why you can't move or speak? Make all the noise you want. Your days of treating me like trash are over, mummy dearest. So by now you've figured out that you're all tied up and you're gagged. Ball gag, to be precise. Something I'm pretty familiar with, but something I'm assuming a prudish, dried-up cow like you has never experienced. Isn't that right, dear mother? I told you to stop with the noise, bitch. No one can hear you. You're gonna sit there and listen, and not make a fucking peep. Do you understand me? I said, do you fucking understand me? Good. And now, I'm going to take off your blindfold and you're going to be as quiet as a mouse. There you go. Now you can see again. Oh, your eyes got really wide. What is it? You don't like my outfit, Mom? You don't like this high-waisted black thong? Or these 9-inch black heel boots? Or maybe that it's my big titties? Is that because you think it's indecent? Or is it because you wish you had a pair of twins like mine? Jealous, like always. Oh, excuse me. Your phone's ringing, and it's for me. And remember, don't make a fucking sound. Oh, hi, big brother. Yeah, Mum wants you to come over. She's having some issues. Oh, she can't come to the phone at the moment. She's a little, tied up. No. Nothing too serious. You just get your ass over here pronto, okay? See you soon. Oh, wow. That is some nasty look you're giving me, Mummy. Why don't I sit on your lap like I was when I was a little girl, And I'll tell you a story. A story of a little princess and her wicked mother. Her evil, wicked bitch of a mother. Look at me when I'm fucking speaking to you. You see, my whole life it's been, don't dress like that. Don't act like that. Boys won't like you if you do that. Why can't you be more like your brother? What was that? I'm sorry, I can't hear you with that ball gag in your mouth. Just shut up and listen, sweetheart. Anyway, where was I? Alright, you being a cunt. Until recently, I was actually convinced that you meant all those things. I bought into all that horseshit you kept on feeding me, and then I realized the truth of the matter. I realized it after I got into high school, and I couldn't keep the boys off me. You are a trifling fucking bitch. Anyway, the point is that I found out everything you've ever told me. The trying to control how I act and how I dress, it was all because you were jealous. You could tell from the time I was young, right before puberty, that I was going to be a fucking stunner. Somehow those genes from Grammy skipped a generation and landed right on my chest and ass. Not to mention this ugly mug of yours. Seriously, where did it come from? No one else in our family is that fucking disgusting. Now I'm trying to explain my evil master plan to you. And that brings us to my dear, dear brother. Oh, look how your eyes swell up with tears when I mention him. Your golden boy. Your studious, kind, courteous, whipped golden boy. just like Dad was before he dumped your ass for a better piece. I said, shut the fuck up, bitch. Cry all you want, just make sure it's not too loud, okay? Now, before I was rudely interrupted, my perfect big brother, you know I used to hate him. But that was before I learned to really target those emotions. Before I learned that you were manipulating the both of us. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to hurt him. You seem quite relieved, don't be, okay? I'm not going to hurt him, but I am going to do quite the opposite. Oh, is this all starting to make sense to you now? There are two ways this can go. A, he runs over, pushes me off you, unties you, calls the police and rescues you like a good little Prince Charming. Or B, he sees me. And only me. I get in his head and then I put his dickhead right between these pretty little lips. Oh, will you please stop with all the muffled screaming? It's not very charming. I know, Mummy dearest, I know. You think I'm a fucking crazy. You think I'm a lunatic. But if I am, it's all your fault. It's your fault. Now I'm going to show you that your son is not the perfect little soldier you think he is. I'm going to show you that I am a superior woman to you, and your son is going to be mine. Oh, he's cute. How do I look? Do you think he'll like it? Yeah, I think he'll like it too. Coming in! Oh, look, Mummy, you brought your stuff. Isn't that just like him to bring something for you without even being asked? Such a good son. Calm the fuck down, dude. I'm gonna explain this to you, but you're gonna calm the fuck down, okay? Quit yelling and just sit on the bed a minute. Bitch, you better shut the fuck up. I am having a conversation with my handsome big brother. Now, bro, close that door and sit down on the bed. Oh, would you look at that? He listened to me. This doesn't bode well for you. Keep crying. This will only get better. What am I doing? Big bro, come on. I know this looks really bad, but I must look like a psychopath. Sitting on our mother's lap, half naked, tied to a chair. But I'm not crazy, okay? I'm not. Do you mind if I sit beside you? You know how awful Mum has been to me since I was a little girl, don't you? And I know you think she's been good to you. But has she really? What has all the studying and avoiding parties gotten you, Alright, a college tuition. Well, fine, okay, fair enough. But how many sets of tits, besides these, have you seen in person, big brother? That's what I thought. Come on, you can admit it, okay? She's silenced. She can't say anything to you or anyone. She can't hurt you anymore. You resent her, don't you? You resent her for keeping you in your room, not letting you hang out with your friends, for keeping you on a leash like a little puppy. You know your silence speaks a thousand words. Look at her. You're making her cry. She knows it's true. She might be a crazy bitch, but she's realizing how badly she fucked up the both of us. She realized how bad of a mother she is. But that's okay, big brother. Because this isn't even about me. Yeah, that's right, bitch. This isn't about me. I wouldn't have wasted all this energy for myself. I am not a selfish cunt like you. No. This is about my big brother. You didn't deserve to be kept locked up like that. You didn't deserve to be sheltered from everything fun and everything that might have been a little bit dangerous. She can't control you anymore. Okay? You and I are going to show her what happens when you systematically destroy people's lives from birth through puberty. We're going to show her right now. What's this? Shut the fuck up, or I swear I will fuck you up. Big brother? Is this big hard-on in your pants for me? Do you like the way your little sister fingertips run up and down the outline of it? God, your dick is huge, bro. Maybe we should give Mummy a show, huh? Show her that she can't shelter you anymore. A big dick like this shouldn't be put to waste alone. In a room, studying or whatever. It should be out fucking dirty little sluts like me. Good boy. Now, let me just unzip you. And reach in. Oh my god, Christ on a cracker, this thing is like a goddamn horse dick. What do you think, Mum? Dude, look at her. She can't stop staring at it. She can't believe what a big fat dick her son has. Oof, what a sick bitch. I think she wants it. Well, too bad. Because it's all mine. Tell her, big brother. Tell her your dick belongs to me. Oh, Mom, that's so funny. Tell her. Tell her she's an ugly, pathetic cow who couldn't handle a big, manly dick like this. Watch me stroke my big brother's dick, Mummy. He's so big and strong. I bet he'll rip my tiny little pussy wide open right in front of you. Nice and wet. That's how you like it, right? Covered in your sister's nasty spit. Little fingers working up and down your proud dick. Listen to him moan, Mummy. He loves his little sister. Say it. Say you love your little sister. That's a good boy. Now here's your reward. Oh god. You're so big. I'm just stretching my nose out. Oh god. What a fucking slab of meat. Dude, check out Mama. She's totally mesmerized me sucking on her son's giant cock. Oh, what a fucking nasty old bitch. Mum, watch me flick my tongue all over his big purple mushroom head. Watch how he squirms when I put my lips on it. Oh, fuck, that pre-cum is so salty and delicious. Okay. Oh. I think you're hard enough to get inside my cunt now. Oh, for fuck's sake. Shut up. Shut the fuck up, you dumb cunt, okay? I'm trying to fuck my brother here, and you're ruining my lady boner. God, that's a fucking cock block. Okay, big brother. You just lay back on the bed. And I'll straddle you like this. Oh, you want to do it from behind? Yeah, I can do that. Oh, I hope you're watching this, Mummy. Oh, fuck. Oh, your dick is so big. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes, yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, bro. Your dick is a perfect fit in my pussy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck your big sister's title. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck your little sister's tight gun. Oh, God, yes. Oh, watch me, mummy. Mm-hmm. Watch me slam my fucking pussy down on your perfect little boy's fucking cock. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh, watch mummy cry while watching her two babies fuck like animals. Oh, God, that's what you get, you ugly fucking bitch. Oh, this is what you get when you treat us like shit. Oh, God, your son's cock is the fucking best. Oh, fuck yes, you little sister fucker. Oh, oh, fuck, don't come, don't come, don't come. Oh, you can't come yet. Oh, I know the perfect place for you to blow your fucking little big brother. Mm-hmm. How would you like to spray your creamy jizz all over mum's face? Oh, listen to her, big brother. Oh, she wants it. Those aren't screams of protest. No, 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 no. She wants you to get her back for all those years you spent alone in your room jacking off. Come on, big bro. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Fuck me until... Oh, you're ready to blow all over it. Oh. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes, yes. Oh, I love you, big brother. Oh, you're gonna shoot your cum all across that dumb bitch's face. And then we're gonna leave it here for somebody else to find. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes, yes, yes. Oh, I can feel your balls right now. Oh, oh, stop, 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 stop. All right, all right, all right. Get up, get up. Oh, it's time this bitch gets exactly what's coming to her. Mmm, yeah, that's it. Stand right in front of her. Oh, yeah, let me jerk your big fucking dick. Oh, oh, that's it. Just let it go, big brother. Shoot that fast, creamy white load over the both of us. Ooh, yes, drown us in your hot, sticky cum. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, yes, splatter us with it. Oh, fucking nut all over us. Oh, yes, oh, God. Fuck. Oh, that is so fucking much. Oh, take it, mommy. Take your son's cum load all over your ugly fucking face. Yeah, you dumb bitch. This is what you get. Yeah, you dumb bitch. This is what you get. Not so perfect now, is he? Oh, not to you, maybe, but I think he is. He's the perfect little sister fucker. And you better savor that jizz all over your face, because that's as close to him as you'll ever be again. Zip it up, kid. And get the car started. I'll be out in a second. Well, mum. That was fun. I guess we're even now. Oh, will you please stop with all the fucking crying? It's over. You've got your son's sperm swimming across your face. It's happened, and now, just like you did to us, we're gonna leave and let you deal with this trauma on your own, okay? Or maybe, after we leave and somebody finds you, and when you wipe all that cum off your face, you'll eat it. I saw how much you kept on staring at his dick, you sick bitch. Maybe you'll rub your cunt tonight imagining you're me. Because you better believe that what you just saw is only the first of many fucking sessions between the two of us. Bye, mummy. And go fuck yourself.